KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. In Hunt for the Wilder People, a goofball preacher tells a tiny group of mourners that sometimes in life we may feel like sheep trapped in a maze designed by wolves. Well, watching this lovely little lark from New Zealand, you may feel like a happy camper on a twisty trail blazed by a cockeyed comic prodigy. The center of attention from the moment he arrives in a police car at a cabin in the boondocks is a kid named Ricky Baker. He's played by Julian Dennison. With his gangsta scowl and incipient jowls, Ricky sees himself as a menace to society, and his dim-bulb social worker agrees. In fact, he has a tender heart and a head stuffed with pop culture rubbish, and he's only a menace to himself, having flunked out of so many foster care placements that his last chance lies with a scruffy backwoods couple who are more or less willing to take him in. The wife, Bella, she's played by Rima Tewiata, covers him with unconditional love. Sam Neill plays her husband, Heck, who can't bear the sight of him. Ricky's a wonderfully fresh creation. He's hilarious because he doesn't see anything funny about anything, least of all himself. The filmmaker, Taika Waititi, pulled off some very funny stuff in his previous feature, a vampire comedy called What We Do in the Shadows. But this new one operates in a much more accessible realm where whimsy and absurdity mingle freely with real feelings and droll social satire. As an urban child of the digital age, Ricky doesn't make rigid distinctions between the reality of rural life and what he makes out to be a forest from the Lord of the Rings, enhanced by smells and real dirt. A forest is where most of the movie plays out after a surprise plot turn, a genuine shocker, sends Ricky and Heck fleeing from their cabin, accompanied by Tupac, Ricky's dog. For the kid, it's a great adventure, a chance to chase around with a real gun playing outlaw. For Heck, it's pure misery, at least at first, playing father to a kid he deplores. For the cops, then the army, and always the social worker, it's a nationwide manhunt for a presumed pervert who has abducted a child. Sam Neill is superb as a curmudgeon coming around to conditional love, grudging kindness, and finally overt pleasure, even in such improbable arguments as whether majestical is a real word. A Maori girl with a marvelous name, Tioreori Ngati Melbourne, is a vision of sylvan beauty who makes her entrance on horseback. Hunt for the Wilder People was based on a book by Barry Crump called Wild Pork and Watercress. The movie has its share of misfired jokes and pseudo-mythic sequences that semi-fizzle. All in all, though, it's majestical nonsense that is anything but nonsensical. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in a week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.